Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So yesterday we were talking about the weekend and we got through Saturday, I believe. Anyway, everything turned out fine. There's always stuff that you want to do better. The chicken, since it was the first time I had roasted a chicken, I felt like one of the instructions that I found online was you really don't want to roast a chicken that's over about 4 pounds, at least whole. I'm sure if you did like spatchcocking or you broke it up into pieces or, you know, something like that, you could do it. But what I read is if you're roasting a whole, you know, intact chicken, really about 4 to 4.5 pounds is the max, because they said once you get over that, you risk the white meat getting dry. But because I had done a gravy, it was okay. I used the drippings off of the chicken, and I used some flour. I did some shallots. I did some white wine and some heavy cream and some chicken stock to make this gravy. And it was good. The gravy turned out well. So even if it was a little bit dry, the gravy really, and everyone seemed to enjoy everything. So again, it turned out fine. On Sunday, I had church in the morning, and I got a text message from one of the trumpet players, and he said, I overslept. I'm not going to make the first service. We do 2 services. And then the other trumpet player, there are normally 3 of us, but the other trumpet player, his wife just had a baby, or they just had a baby. And so he hasn't been, for the past couple of weeks, he hasn't been attending because they've been busy with their baby. And, you know, it's their first child and they're learning how to, I guess you have to, there's a learning curve that you have to go through in order to, you know, learn how to be a parent, I suppose. Anyway, so I was there. I was the only trumpet player. And there was only 1 trombone player because I think the other trombones had, I don't know, if they were already traveling for Thanksgiving or, yeah, I'm not really sure. And anyway, so it was just me. And he decided, because he's kind of new to the church orchestra, and I guess he felt weird sitting on a row by himself. So he said, oh, can I sit on the trumpet row with you since there aren't any other trombones here? I was like, sure, if you want to do that. So we played the first service, and then in between services, because I don't stay for the message, but in between services, I went and got a chicken biscuit and a hash brown at McDonald's. And got gas because I was almost out of gas. So I needed some mints. And so I went to Walgreens and got some mints. So I ran a few errands in between church services. And then I went back, and the other trumpet player was there for the second service. So that went fine. And then I picked up Whataburger for lunch, came home, and Mark and I ate lunch. And I was so tired. I think on Saturday, I got up around 8:30 on Saturday, and between decorating for Christmas, walking and cooking, and then my parents coming over, I don't think I sat down from 8:30 until maybe 8 in the evening on Saturday. And my feet were hurting. My legs were hurting. I had to take some Tylenol. On Sunday, I guess because, you know, I'm not young anymore. And on Sunday, I was so tired. And so we turned on Succession. We're now, so we finished season 1 about a week ago, and so I decided, okay, let's start season 2. And so we ate Whataburger and started season 2 of Succession, and we ended up watching, Sunday, we watched the entire season 2 of Succession. And I really enjoy it, but I will say again that I just wonder if these people who are multi-billionaires, I wonder if this is really the way they act. Because, again, there is not one person on that show that has any redeemable qualities about them whatsoever. They are the most evil, selfish, hateful people. And I just wonder if people that are that rich are really that way. Baron Frosty, would you let me know? Anyway, so we ended up watching that all afternoon. I didn't even, you know, I didn't do any more decorating in the afternoon. I didn't do any, I just laid on the couch. We did our walk. And, so we did break for that. But other than that, we just watched Succession all afternoon. It was like 10 episodes. And so the only thing we did, you know, to kind of break that up is other than walking is we went and got, it was fast food day on Sunday because I had cooked so much on Saturday. And so we went to Taco Bell for dinner, but I wasn't that hungry. So I just got two tacos and that was it. A little side of chips, just, for me, that's kind of small. Normally I get four things plus cinnamon twists, plus chips, plus, you know, whatever. And I don't even like Taco Bell all that much, but sometimes I feel like I'm out of options. You know, we've gone to every other fast food and I'm considering stopping Weight Watchers, but going back to calorie counting because I feel like there are really good apps nowadays where one of the selling factors for Weight Watchers is the app is so good and every food imaginable is in there. You know, you can look up a Wendy's hamburger or cheeseburger, French fries. You know, you can look up potatoes and carrots and, you know, even some restaurant dishes and stuff like that. And it knows how many points they are. You can do barcode scanning. Well, nowadays, they're like MyFitnessPal and some of the other apps have gotten so good calorie and nutrition wise that you can do the same thing as you can do in Weight Watchers. Where now with MyFitnessPal, I think there is a fee monthly if you want to use all the advanced features like meal planning and some other, you know, exercise and stuff like that. But Weight Watchers has a monthly fee as well. Anyway, I'm just getting tired of Weight Watchers and it did work for me. And I did lose, you know, 20 or 30 pounds, 26 pounds or something on Weight Watchers. But I think I need to switch it up. So I'm thinking I'm going to do calories when we get back from New York. Anyway, so we'll see how that goes. But we did fast food anyway. That's the bottom line there. And then when we got home, I did finish decorating the Christmas tree. Mark did some decorating, you know, in his office and some other things. And we put on we put on MasterChef Australia. Because we can watch that and kind of be walking around the house and doing things. So we did some more decorating and then on Monday, during work, Mark was doing more decorating in his office when he didn't have meetings. And then, you know, we pretty much just worked. But then we walked. I had some ground chicken that I wanted to use. So I made a hamburger steak. Mark really likes hamburger steak with gravy. And so I decided to make patties out of the ground turkey and make it kind of a gravy using the heavy cream that I had left over, some of the maple sausage and some shallots. Anyway, and I needed to eat the leftover mashed potatoes and some other stuff. So that's what I did for dinner. Anyway, that was good. And then, we've got to get ready to go to New York, get our packing done and finalize our last show. So we're going to be leaving on tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.